News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. NCB Zonal Director Sameer Vankhede, who is leading the probe into the Mumbai drug bust case involving Bollywood superstar Shah Rukh Khan's son Aryan, reached Delhi on Monday night to meet the agency's Director General. This comes amid the sensational allegations of a Rs. 25 crore money deal made on behalf of some NCB officials, including Vankhede, to let off Aryan. Vankhede, however, dismissed the allegations against him as baseless. Saying that he has some work in Delhi, Vankhede told media persons upon his arrival at Delhi airport, "I have not been summoned, I have come here for a different purpose. Allegations against me are baseless." He added, "I do not want to comment on anything since the matter is sub judice. We will give a proper reply to everything." The bribery charges were made by an NCB witness, Prabhakar Sail, who is believed to be the driver of absconding private investigator KP Gosavi, the man seen in a viral selfie with Aryan. Gosavi is one of the 9 independent witnesses in the drugs bust case. Pune police had recently issued a lookout circular against him in connection with a 2018 cheating case registered in the city. The NCB and Vankhede had earlier in the day filed 2 separate affidavits before the special court designated to hear cases related to the Narcotics, Drugs, Psychotropic Substances Act against the allegations of extortion attempt leveled against them. The affidavits had sought the court to pass an order saying no court should take cognizance of the affidavit prepared by Sail. Meanwhile, Gosavi on Monday told CNN News 18 he would surrender soon as there is a threat to his life. Sources told CNN News 18 that Gosavi is likely to surrender in Uttar Pradesh, not Maharashtra. Gosavi said he wanted to surrender as he can't tolerate more. He also refuted the bribery charges made by his driver Sail, saying he never met Shah Rukh Khan's manager Pooja Dadlani or went to Trident Hotel to extort money. On the viral selfie with Aryan, Gosavi clarified that it was taken on the cruise terminal and not at the NCB office. He said he had received information about the drugs racket from a source, following which he informed the NCB. He claimed he had received several extortion calls after October 3, adding that there was a political agenda behind it. The central agency in its affidavit came out in support of Vankhede, saying that the NCB as an organization and or its officers, the zonal director, who has an impeccable service record, replete with honesty and integrity, has no interest whatsoever, as falsely alleged in the purported affidavit of the witness. The NCB, headed by its zonal director and its team, was working tirelessly with the sole objective to eradicate the drug menace in the city of Mumbai and act in compliance with the aims and object of the stringent enactment, NDPS Act, to make the city drug-free, it added. Vankhede on Monday, meanwhile, alleged vendetta as he slammed Maharashtra Minister Nawab Malik's repeated attacks on his character and family. In an affidavit in a Mumbai court, the officer said the defamatory insinuations made against him were not only false but misleading, mischievous and maligning. The IRS officer said he was ready to face a probe to prove his innocence. The officer's statement came after Malik, who has been a vocal critic of the anti-drugs agency and its inquiries into Aryan Khan, tweeted a photo of a document related to Vankhede's birth and claimed the forgery began from here. Among other claims, Nawab Malik has also alleged Sameer Vankhede was in the Maldives during the lockdown and that he was targeting Bollywood personalities for an extortion racket. Amid a row over his friendship with Pakistani journalist Arusa Alam, former Punjab Chief Minister Amrinder Singh on Monday released her pictures with some politicians and actors on his Facebook page, asking that if all these leaders and actors accompanying the Pakistani journalists are ISI's contacts. Singh asserted that he would have invited her again had there been no visa restrictions between India and Pakistan. Amrinder Singh, who had faced an unceremonious exit from the state government, has been under attack from several Congress leaders over his friendship with Arusa Alam. Punjab Deputy Chief Minister Sukhjinder Singh Randhawa had gone to the extent of saying that a probe would be carried out to ascertain if the former Punjab CM's friend Arusa Alam has links with Pakistan's spy agency Inter Services Intelligence or ISI, Singh on Monday released purported pictures of Arusalam with former Union Ministers Sushma Swaraj, Yashwant Sinha, Congress President Sonia Gandhi, former Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Mulayam Singh Yadav, actors Shatrughan Sinha, Dilip Kumar, film director Mahesh Bhatt, and some other dignitaries. I'm posting a series of pictures of Mrs. Arusalam with various dignitaries. I suppose they are all also contacts of the ISI. Those who say so should think before speaking, said Amrinder Singh on his Facebook page. Unfortunately, visas are banned at the moment between India and Pakistan. Otherwise, I would have invited her again, he further said. Incidentally, I'm going to be 80 in March and Mrs. Alam 69 next year. Narrow-mindedness seems to be the order of the day, he further stated. Amrinder had resigned as the Punjab Chief Minister last month amid a bitter power tussle with Navjot Singh Sidhu. Charanjit Singh Channi replaced Amrinder Singh as the Punjab CM. Cricket legend Sachin Tendulkar has come out in support of Team India pacer Mohammad Shami, who has been targeted by trolls with hateful messages all over social media. This after Pakistan beat India by 10 wickets in the ICC T20 World Cup opener for both teams on Sunday. Taking to Twitter, Sachin backed Mohammad Shami and said, "We support every person who represents Team India. When we support Team India, we support every person who represents Team India. Mohammad Shami is a committed world-class bowler. He had an off day like any other sportsperson can have. I stand behind Shami and Team India," Sachin tweeted. Fans have been criticizing Team India after a one-sided defeat at the hands of arch-rival Pakistan. Batting first, riding on Captain Virat Kohli's half-century, India scored 151 for 7 in 20 overs at the Dubai International Cricket Stadium. In reply, Pakistan openers Babar Azam and Mohammad Rizwan scored half-centuries as Pakistan went on to beat India by 10 wickets. Babar Azam's team won the match in 17.5 overs, with Shami emerging the most expensive bowler on the night, leaking 43 runs in 3.5 overs. Apart from Sachin, many other former cricketers have showed their support for the 31-year-old pacer. Venkatesh Prasad, the former India pacer, took to Twitter and wrote, "355 international wickets. It is India that beats in the heart of anyone representing India, and Mohammad Shami has been an outstanding and yet unsung servant of Indian cricket. More power to him." Former India spinner Harbhajan and current leg spinner Yuzvendra Chahal, who was controversially not included in the World Cup squad, also came to Shami's support. "We love you, Mohammad Shami," wrote Harbhajan on Twitter, while Chahal added, "We are so proud of you, Mohammad Shami Bhaiya." Former India opener Virender Sehwag too criticized online trolls and came out in defense of the fast bowler. Greenhouse gas concentrations hit a new record high last year and increased at a faster rate than the annual average for the last decade, despite a temporary reduction during pandemic lockdowns, the World Meteorological Organization said in a report published on Monday. The news came as the United Nations Climate Office warned that the world remains off target for meeting its goal of cutting emissions as part of international efforts to curb global warming. Both announcements came days before the start of a UN climate change conference in Glasgow, Scotland. Many environmental activists, policymakers, and scientists say the October 31 to November 12 event, known as COP26 for short, marks an important and even crucial opportunity for concrete commitments to the targets set out in the 2015 Paris Climate Accord. The Greenhouse Gas Bulletin contains a stark scientific message for climate change negotiators at COP26. World Meteorological Organization Secretary General Petteri Tallas said of his agency's annual report on heat-trapping gases in the atmosphere, "At the current rate of increase in greenhouse gas concentrations, we will see a temperature increase by the end of this century far in excess of the Paris Agreement targets of 1.5 to 2 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels," he said. According to the report, concentrations of carbon dioxide, methane and nitrous oxide were all above levels in the pre-industrial era before 1750, when human activities started disrupting Earth's natural equilibrium. The report draws on information collected by a network that monitors the amount of greenhouse gases that remain in the atmosphere after some quantities are absorbed by oceans and the biosphere. In its report, the Geneva-based agency also pointed to signs of a worrying new development. Parts of the Amazon rainforest have gone from being a carbon sink that sucks carbon dioxide from the air to a source of CO2 due to deforestation and reduced humidity in the region, it said. Oksana Tarasova, chief of WMO's Atmospheric and Environment Research Division, said the results showing the Amazon going from sink to source were a first, but he noted they were from a specific southeastern portion of the Amazon, not the entire rainforest. The UN Climate Office said separately on Monday that its assessment of the formal commitments made by countries that signed up to the Paris Accord suggests the world could reduce its emissions by 83% to 88% by 2050, compared with 2019. More worryingly, emissions in 2030 are projected to be 16% higher than in 2010, based on formal pledges so far. Such an increase, unless changed quickly, may lead to a temperature rise of about 2.7 degrees Celsius by the end of the century, the UN said. Experts argued that emissions must halve by 2030 compared with 2010 levels, and essentially hit zero by mid-century, if the Paris goal of capping global warming at 2 degrees Celsius, ideally no more than 1.5 degrees Celsius, is to be achieved. Overshooting the temperature goals will lead to a destabilized world and endless suffering, especially among those who have contributed the least to the GHG emissions in the atmosphere, said Patricia Espinoza, who heads the UN Climate Office. We are nowhere near where science says we should be, she added. However, recent announcements by China and India, the world's number one and number three emitters, weren't yet included in the analysis because they have yet to formally submit their targets to the UN. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening, stay safe, and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.